Sometimes guys are creepy. You know, when they want to get a woman's attention, they'll go to any lengths, right?
Okay.
So there is this viral video, and it's Ottawa's police chief. So this is not happening around here. This is happening in Canada. And he has put this out to all his fellow police officers about a serious problem that they've been having in the force.
I want to have a serious and an uncomfortable conversation with all of you. Change your behavior now or quit. Leave. Members are using our databases as their own way to meet women. Seeing a woman at a coffee shop, coming out of a gym, driving next to them, getting their license plates, and running them on the system. We've seen members messaging vulnerable victims on calls that they've attended in an attempt to develop an intimate relationship.
The cops.
Wait a minute.
The cops are going to these places looking for hot women, waiting for them to get in their car. Producer Sophia, you're going to love this. And then tracking their license plate so they can get their information and contact them.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I've heard about, you know, police officers using the information systems in illegal ways before, perverse ways before. I mean, that happens all over the place. Why does that guy sound like a robot?
Yeah.
No, he's a real person. He's a real person.
He sounds definitely like a robot.
Sometimes police chiefs are very robotic.
I guess
so. When they talk and have to make important videos that they kind of talk like this. Like he says,
I want to have a serious and an uncomfortable conversation with all of you.
I want to have a serious and uncomfortable conversation with you. Stop being creepy.
So was this like an interdepartment thing or he put this out publicly?
I think this was to all the officers that work beneath him. It was on TMZ. But, you know, I was thinking about it. Creepy or hot, you know, like when somebody will go to like any length to get your attention, because there's some things that when guys go out of their way to do, you're like, oh, that's cute that they did that.
Yeah.
You know, this, I think we're probably in agreement. Like, we don't want anyone tracking our license plates to find our information about us.
That's weird.
I'll give you an example here. Somebody's following your car.
Yeah.
When would that ever be a sweet thing?
No, that's creepy. No, that's
it's
creepy.
Very creepy.
Right.
For sure.
Somebody, you walk out of a building randomly and there's somebody standing next to a bush, kind of in the shadows. They don't attack you, but they're just watching.
That's creepy.
Yeah, also creepy,
right? Yeah, but Sophia and I were talking at your surprise party, Raven, about the way she met her boyfriend. And what did he do to get your attention?
Well, he stuck around for 9 months when I didn't like him.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So
for
9 months, you told this guy, how many times did he approach you or ask you to go out?
A lot. A lot of times. It was, I would go out with his friends and I would just ignore him. And he would text me and I wouldn't answer. And it went on for about 9 months till I gave in.
Wait a minute. You would date his friends?
No. We would go out to like a bar.
As a group. Okay. And he kept, you know, trying to make his way to get you to talk to him.
Yep.
Is it love? Is it thoughtfulness? Or did you give up?
How about when he dropped the vape so that you could get your attention?
He dropped a vape right at my foot so that I could pick it up and give it to him.
And start a conversation.
Yeah, no, he was slick with it. He was like sleek. Like he knew what he was doing, but I was not. He would go to my roommates and he would talk to them and be like, I want to be with her. And they'd be like, no, sorry, she doesn't
like
you.
And how long have you guys been together now?
Over 2 years.
Right.
Wait a minute. Did your roommates inform you that this was going on?
Yeah, they did. And I said, don't entertain it.
And then what was the point that changed when he became weirdo stalker to love of your life?
He was like really funny and he started growing on me and I was like, you know what? I actually enjoy spending time with him. So I'm going to stop kicking him out of my house.
Yep. You know what Paul did to get my attention?
What's that?
He used to make me do his homework and pretend he was too dumb to do it. Yeah. I always say I also have a degree in business if anybody ever needs any help because I did all of his work as undergrad.
Whatever works, works.
It was simple with us. Alicia just asked me for a request. I was the DJ at the club, of course, and she would show up all the time.
Did you ever once think like maybe I should just run her license plate and follow her around?
Can't say that I did. And don't do that for me, please.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories that are trending right now. And Raven gets to pick which one you hear. It's all powered by Sherwin-Williams. Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale. Get 30% off paints and stains starting tomorrow through July 6th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's my time, Anna. I choose. I decide.
Okay, option number one. Man falls into vault toilet at campsite while trying to rescue sunglasses. Number two, man lets parakeets mate uncontrollably and animal rescue steps in.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, listen, you know, if they like each other, they like each other, all right? They came all this way to find each other. Why am I going to get in the way of that?
All this way? You mean his living room?
Well, whatever
it may
be.
Elderly man allegedly caught street racing.
I'll go with the guy at the campsite, I think.
Okay. A man in California was trying to retrieve his sunglasses from a campsite vault toilet. And then he had to be rescued after he fell in.
They advised that the subject had fallen into the chemical storage tank.
Nice.
Law enforcement, Camp Edison staff, fire personnel responded. We were able to safely get him out, decontaminate him.
He was in the toilet for 15 minutes.
I mean, you know, the first thing that you're asking, as soon as the first rescuer, first responder, their eyes meet your eyes. I mean, obviously, you're in a desperate situation. You're scared for your life at this point, right?
Yeah.
But the first thing that you say to them when the eyes meet, you peering up through the bottom of the throne and then peering down, they say you're going to be okay. And the first thing you say is, don't tell anybody.
Oh.
Don't tell anybody. There's cranes, helicopters, everything going on. The news is there, but you're just like, please don't tell anybody.
I thought you were going to say, please get my sunglasses.
Please they don't fell. Tell anybody.
That's why I'm in here. It's how I got myself into this predicament.
I've been looking for my sunglasses since my party the other night.
Did you look in the toilet?
No, I have
you
not
should have started
done that.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
I made a list of things. Do you go in the toilet for or do you just let it ride?
Okay. I can play that game. Let's do this.
This isn't your toilet at home. We know you do really weird things at your toilet at home. It's different from public toilets.
I mean, you're not saying just me. I mean, you're saying in general.
In general, the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So this is a public camp toilet. Are you going in for it and risking your life?
Absolutely not. For my phone?
No.
No. For my sunglasses?
Your sunglasses.
No, absolutely not.
How about your cell phone?
No. No.
You're
I
liar.
Mean, like, listen, if we can get a net on that thing or something, maybe, possibly,
no,
but
you're
no.
You're a liar. You're going in for your cell
phone. No, I'm not sticking my hand in there. I'm telling you. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
Keys
you might have to have. I mean, like, you got to get out of there somehow, right? So... I'm going to need a stick. I'm going to have to go over there. I'm going to have to rip
have to
a branch
you.
Off that tree or something. I'm going to need a stick.
Yeah, you're going to fall right into that toilet. They're going to have to airlift you out.
Anything else? Any other choices?
Wedding ring. Your wedding ring goes down.
No, I'll get another one.
Oh.
I swear.
Oh.
Mine is just, it's a regular ring. I'll just get another one.
The one that was blessed on the day of your nuptials where you began your life together
I'm
with your
religious.
Wife.
I'm not religious. It's a ring. I know what Alicia would choose, but I know that I'm not.
I'm about to say. We're going to call Alicia.
We had a whole argument the other day because I put her ring down too close to the sink. And by too close to the sink, which has a strainer, by the way, it meant like, you know, like a foot or two away. I was like, what?
She would nosedive into the toilet.
We had a whole thing, over it.
Your wallet, last one, wallet.
Oh, same thing. I'm gonna have to get some sort of net or something.
No, you got to dive in. It's either you dive in to save it into the dirty toilet in the campsite or it's gone forever.
No, if it's deeper than an arm's length, I'm going to let it go.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to let it go and cancel the credit card.
What if there's $5,000 in there?
You cannot fit $5,000 in your wallet billfold. You
Maybe
wouldn't be able
can.
To sit down.
Maybe you can.
Your butt would be a foot in the air.
Okay. Does your dog have a cheat meal? The one thing that just makes them go crazy. It's their favorite thing in the whole world.
Mm.
I was sitting on my couch, Raven, and Lila Bear, my rescue, whenever I make hash brown, she can't control herself. I put it in the air fryer, the frozen Trader Joe ones, delicious. I take them out. The smell, you know, it's right through the air. She smells it upstairs from her crate. She comes running down, and then she sits next to me and just drools all over my feet and watches me eat it with her sad eyes until I give her a bite.
I mean, at this point, probably about 70% of Barkley's existence is trying to capture food that he's not supposed to have.
Correct.
Whether it be something that's dropped on the floor at a barbecue or dinner or just sitting there begging every single meal. You know, we got into that trend where you feed the dog some stuff from the table, whether that's good or bad. Like, it's set us up for all this now. And it is constant. It is nonstop. He basically is sitting on top of me whenever I eat.
Yeah, but we're trying to figure out, like, what is the meal that your dog goes absolutely nuts for? Like, it's their cheat meal, just you would have one.
He's got favorites. My wife really is the one that decides when they get one or not, unless it's barbecue time.
Oh, hold on. Let's call Alicia. Alicia.
Hello.
Hey, babe.
Hi.
Anna's here.
Hi.
Hi.
We're calling because I was wondering if you could describe what you think are Barkley and Baxter's favorite cheat meals.
Well, Barkley is cheeseburgers.
Does love cheeseburgers.
Didn't you at one point feed him McDonald's cheeseburgers in the car, like through a drive-thru?
No.
We took him to Five Guys.
Yeah, we took him to Five Guys. And so
he dove out of the back of the car.
Yeah, well, he's blind now, but he's typically very cautious. And Alicia was like, wouldn't it be nice if we sat in the back of the car with the hatchback open? We can eat there. We'll all enjoy this nice day. We had just gone for a walk in the woods and all that stuff. And I mean, he's elevated, right? He's in the back of the vehicle, 3 feet in the air, whatever it is. And, you know, she's sitting there with her legs hanging out the back of the hatchback, and he smelled the burger. It's not even like we put it up to his face, and he dove face first out of the car.
Mm. Yeah.
With reckless abandon. I mean, there's concrete below that, Anna. There's nowhere to go. It's not like he was jumping into a pool. Nobody had ever said, Barkley, come on. None of that.
Right.
He just did it. It was like, if this is my last act, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
Did you give him the burger?
He dove right into the bag. He already ate his.
Yeah. Yeah, he wanted the fries at that point. I don't know.
He dove right into the bag on the sidewalk. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, thank God I was able to catch him a little bit.
That's good.
What do you think is Baxter's number one cheat meal?
Fresh chicken, but he's allergic to it, the poor guy. So
yeah, she always makes, it's like panko chicken and puts it on a salad. And Baxter took it right off my salad.
It's their cheat meal. They've been good all week. Now they get their one day, they're getting what they want. So Baxter gets a cheeseburger.
No, Baxter would have chicken if he could, but he's allergic to it.
All right.
And Barkley would have a cheeseburger, except now he's diabetic.
All right.
So nobody gets anything.
Nobody, no. There's no more fun. No more fun at the Raven
it's,
House.
It's like my life.
Yeah.
It's like my life.
Yeah.
I went to pick something up last night, and she said, no, you're not going to do that. It's too late.
Lila Bear, my rescue puppy, just sat there, drooled, and cried while I ate my hash brown last night because she loves hash browns.
Mm.
It is her cheat meal. She loves it so much, and I think it's so funny that dogs have cheat meals, too. What's yours?
Those 12-pack of wieners you can get for $1.19 at the bargain outlet. Mm. I'm a hero. Several times a day with those, I'll tell you.
Do you cook them or just give them to them cold?
Cold.
Yeah. No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, they love them.
I didn't know. When I first got a dog, I didn't know how big a treat should be or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I remember I went to the first training session. Mm-hmm. I was feeding her entire hot dogs every time. And finally the trainer looked at me. She's like, you don't give her a hot dog every time.
Right.
I'm like, she eats it.
Right. You give her like a tiny piece.
A tiny piece. I was like, oh, all right. Meanwhile, I'm going through like 4 packs of hot dogs a day.
Oh, my gosh.
Explains a lot why she's such a fatty pants.
High cholesterol level on that dog. Wow.
Both of us, me and my dog, have high cholesterol.
Well, that makes sense.
You know when your dog watches you eat and they just sit there with that sad look in their eye with the drool just going all over your floor?
Barkley will whine. He will beg. And he lobbies when it's coming up on his snack time, too. I mean, he is relentless.
My rescue, Lila Bear, last night was in full panic mode because I was eating a hash brown. A hash brown, for whatever reason, is her cheat meal. She loves it so much. It's the one thing that she will do anything for. What's your dog's cheat meal? 1-800-330-9999.
Hey, Jasmine, what kind of dog do you have?
I have an American Bully.
Okay. What's his favorite cheat meal?
He loves those, like, Chomps beef sticks.
Mm. Baxter, who's 10 pounds, used to love those pepperonis until I read, like, the ingredients on the back of it. I mean, he was eating, like, a half pound of that a day. And I was like, we are going to put this guy in, a hover chair by the time he's, like, 4 years old.
Is there a specific beef jerky that your dog likes?
Just the beef ones. Unfortunately, he's allergic to, like, everything.
Oh.
Like, their breed is just prone to, like, chicken allergies and everything.
Yeah.
So those beef ones he goes crazy for.
Just give them to him. Give it to him. He's a good boy.
The chicken thing has been happening for a lot of dogs. I've been reading about that. What's his name?
His name is Cato the Potato.
Well, enjoy the beef.
Enjoy the chomps. Enjoy the beef jerky. Katie, how about you? Your dog has a cheat meal? A human one?
Yes. Okay, so I try to avoid giving my dog human food, but 1 year on Thanksgiving, we set up all the food kind of buffet style in the kitchen, let people go in, get their own food, bring it to the table, and my dog got onto the counter and destroyed everything.
Mm.
So now, on Thanksgiving, we just go ahead and give the dog his own plate first as like a sacrificial offering, like, here, take this, don't get on the counter, don't get into the other stuff, and it's actually worked.
Those counter jumpers, man, the ones that will climb and jump up on islands and whatnot too, like, I can't even contend with that. I have two small dogs and one of them is a big time leaper, but he will never go up there. He's too afraid he'd slide off. But he climbs all over the couch. Luckily we don't serve turkey off the couch, but I mean, I don't know what you can do with it, so you're right, get out in front of that problem.
Justine, does your dog have a human cheat meal?
He does, and it's an ice cream sundae. And it is the cutest thing you've ever seen to watch this dog eat a sundae. It's just adorable. So, yeah, he gets a treat, and I get a treat, because if he's going to have a sundae, so am I.
I've been seeing at a lot of ice cream places, they offer pup cups. Pup cups?
Yeah.
Yeah, where it's like a whole thing of just whipped cream that you can buy for your dog for like a buck.
We used to give Barkley some, and he would get so jacked he would shake. After the sugar. Now he's diabetic. So right. I don't know if they're directly related, but well, there's that.
The hot fudge, the sprinkles, the cherry on top.
We didn't do all that. But I mean, if you just gave him even a scoop of like vanilla ice cream, you know, or whatever, or a pup cup, and, you know, he would get fired up. So,
Heath, how about you? Does your dog have a human cheat meal?
Yeah, so Saturdays I usually like having a kind of a movie night. Now most of my kids are out the house, but I do have my dog Thor. And what I usually like to make myself, I have like this panini press, and I make myself like a nice ham and cheese. There's nothing more decadent and yummy than that, with like some nice mustard and basically a couple of dipping sauces on that. So what I usually do is I make, you know, a nice safe one for Thor, you know, just no mustard, just kind of like plain on that one, a nice like little press. And I usually have him kind of just eat with me while I'm on my recliner, just kind of watching my shows.
Delicious and yummy. And my dog wants a piece of everything that I eat. So sometimes it's more fun just to make them something than you're a couple buds sitting down and eating together.
Yeah.
But my dog eats it in 2 seconds. There's no patience in him whatsoever. So that's kind of like a myth. You know, we'd go to sit down and he'd already be like looking at me like, okay, I want a piece of yours now.
They could be hot. They could be cold. Anna and Raven play Am I Close?
We were so close! So close.
Am I close? You think you know about things that surround you in life, but do you really? Producer Justin, what are we learning about today?
Happy summer. It's officially summer season, and with the weather heating up, something that's on a lot of people's minds, air conditioning.
Right.
We take it for granted a lot.
It's true, and as we've seen with all the World Cup foreign people that are here, they've never seen air conditioning like ours. It's probably the best in the world, and especially in Europe, as they're having one of the worst heat waves in history. They're really jealous of our AC, as they should be.
They'll be looking to stay here then.
Right.
All right, so what is it you want to know about air conditioning, Justin? How it was created or how it works?
Well, for modern day purposes, for the air conditioning that we all know and love now, mm-hmm. when was it invented? Why was it invented? Mm-hmm. And when did it actually become more common?
Okay, so let me put 30 seconds on the clock. Raven and I each have 30 seconds to explain why we think air conditioning was invented, and then producer Justin tells us if we're close. Raven, on your mark, get set, go.
Oh, okay. Well, air conditioning was invented because first we needed refrigeration, and we had to make sure that our foods wasn't going to spoil. But at some point, then we decided that we wanted to show it off to the rest of the world, comfort and climate control. So we debuted it at the World Fair. Refrigerant allows to go through a compressor and a coil system, which takes humidity out of the air and makes your area nice and clean and comfortable, and you can have a good time. I think it's perfect when it's set at like 66 in a hotel room. My wife, for some reason, thinks it should stay at 70.
Time.
And that's a waste of air conditioning.
Okay. All right, 30 seconds on the clock for me. What do I think about the history of air conditioning? It was 1937. And the president of the United States, I don't know who it was in 1937. I'm sure he was a lovely man. He said, man, it's hot in here.
Yeah.
Man, it's hot. And he was like, get the smartest people we know, probably from another country, and have them come here and figure out how to make this room cool.
Mm.
And that guy came from whatever country he came from.
Probably Germany.
Ta-da!
Yep.
They figured it out. And now we rule supreme as air conditioners of the world. Time.
You know what? I want to be clear on this, Justin. Mm-hmm. I was in HVAC myself for a number of years. And somehow, even with that background, with that knowledge, mm-hmm. Anna's argument I find compelling.
Yeah.
It's possible that she might be closer than I am.
Am I close?
It's not terrible. You're both close in elements.
Mm-hmm.
Raven, coils and compression played a huge part, and the humidity aspect was
mm-hmm.
gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
And Anna, 37, it was FDR as the president.
Thank mm-hmm. you.
But for commercial and residential use, a lot of it happened to come from the White House needs.
Knew it.
What?
I told you, I knew it. I knew that only a president could invent air conditioning.
Well, the first American inventor who did it, not a foreign guy, American, invented it in 1901. And the original purpose was to take out the humidity in the air for his printing company. It was used in textile factories for industrialization.
The pulp wouldn't get too moist.
Exactly, right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But it didn't become more commercially viable until much, much later, like in the 30s. The first president who put air conditioning in the West Wing of the White House was Herbert Hoover in 1930, but it didn't get into the full White House centralized until 48 with Harry Truman.
How did you even guess that?
I don't know.
You must have known that from a White House tour or something. Some nonsense.
Maybe I'm just smart. Did you even think of that?
No.
Did you think that I'm just smart?
No, that didn't occur to me.
There were some extreme remedies in the White House leading up to that. In 1909, Taft built a screened-in sleeping porch on the roof of the White House.
Nice. Cool.
And 1914, Woodrow Wilson moved his office into a tent in the Rose Garden so that he could escape some of the heat. D.C. is notoriously hot and humid.
Like I want you to imagine Obama or Trump having an office next to the pigeon coop on top of the White House nowadays. What would that mean for security? Amazing.
World Cup mania! And Raven, I guess we missed it in 2022, but a big international change took place. Well, today is a big day for Team USA in the World Cup. They're going to be up against Turkey, but here's an important thing. They're not called Turkey anymore. Well, number one, it doesn't really matter the outcome of the game today. USA has already clinched their spot in the top 32 with their two previous wins.
I mean, how can that be? How do you play a game that has no impact?
Because they've already clinched their spot. Turkey has two losses. They have two wins. And Team USA, they're not going to start a lot of their starters today that have yellow cards because they're not going to risk it against a team that it doesn't matter if they win or lose today.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm confused, but all right.
Well, you don't understand soccer, but if you do, you're good.
Seems weird.
But the weird thing is, the real weird thing is that Turkey isn't called Turkey anymore, and I guess we missed it. And we weren't the only ones. This was at an international meeting that happened this year.
The delegate from Turkey.
Thank you. Firstly, it's not Turkey anymore. It's Turkey right now.
Turkey,
yes.
Yes.
I beg your pardon.
All right.
I'm so sorry. What did you say?
It's Turkey right now.
Oh.
Turkey.
Turkey.
It's kind of like Tokyo, but with Turkey. Okay, yeah, whatever.
Turkey. So back in 2022, they sent a letter, Turkey. Sent a letter to the United Nations.
Are you walking me through the UN resolution right now to change the name?
All they had to do was send a letter. That's all they had to do. And just internationally, they no longer wanted to be known as Turkey. They wanted to be known as Turkey. It's T-U with the two dots on top, that I don't know what that means, the two dots on top of the U. R-K-I-Y-E, Turkey. And they said there's a couple of reasons why. One, for national identity, they said it better reflects the country's language, culture, and heritage. To avoid confusion, because in English, turkey is the name of the bird eaten at Thanksgiving. I thought that was the obvious reason why.
Mm.
Like, they were like, oh, no, we don't want to be known as Turkey anymore.
I mean, I think they got there first before we started doing that, but all right.
And the government launched a new tourism slogan called Hello, Turkey, and they wanted it to be more consistent.
Well,
there we go.
All right. Thanks for the update there. Sorry you're not better at soccer, guys, but today you're going to be playing America.
People thought they were going to be the dark horse. They really thought that today, like, that they were going to come, and they have some young strikers that are really, really good, but they couldn't do it this time
around. I mean, even if they win, like you said, it doesn't matter.
So, yeah, they're going home. Another nation getting tons of attention, the Norway team. You've had to see these clips all over online. The fans and the team, they've been seeing doing the Viking row all over the country. You see them in the red shirts. There's like 1,000 of them. They set up in Times Square. They set up in the middle of the field. They set up in the middle of the Walmart.
Wouldn't you want to be doing that in the water?
No. They sit on the ground and they all go row. They go, you. Okay. And they all row together.
Are they any good?
Fascinating. Yes, they're really good. And they've clinched a spot already in the top 32 as well with America. And this is the first time it's happened since 1998. And they're being led by this guy named Erling Haaland. He is 6'4". He is a scoring machine. And they call him the Striking Viking. When he was 5 years old, he broke the world record for the standing long jump.
What?
Yep.
What?
When you see him coming.
5 years old?
Yep. He is blonde, and he has a lot to say about it.
I don't know. I think it's my specialty to score goals. It's like many other things. I'm just really good at scoring goals, and I'm quite lucky. I don't know what I'm doing, but that's just how it is.
I'm just going to recommend this. Don't get in that gentleman's way of anything.
When you see
him,
he
just sounds like a
terrifying.
Yeah,
terrifying.
He sounds like he'll eat you if you 100%. Get in his way.
What's the most messed up thing your brother or sister did to you when you were growing up? It's not funny to laugh, but Hayden, my 17-year-old, hid in the shower and waited for Dakota to come into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what you do here.
That is her running down the hall screaming. Yeah. She ran into our bedroom and she's screaming. She's like, there's somebody in the shower. I'm like, it's your sister. You don't realize it's your sister?
Nobody else has entered the home at this point.
And then the evil laughter. She's just cracking up in the video. If you want to see the video, it's on our Instagram at Anna on Raven.
I mean, to be fair, Dakota has done things to Hayden as well.
Listen.
I mean, they're sisters.
When it comes to siblings, it doesn't matter how old they are, the age difference, you do messed up things to each other. Tons of messed up things.
Yeah.
I talked to her about it.
Dakota, remember when Sissy hid in the shower and she scared you?
Yes.
How did that feel?
The worst.
Why was it the worst?
Because she scared me. I ran over there. She had a video camera of me, and everyone was laughing, being happy at it.
Well, it was kind of funny.
Well, not for me.
It's true.
Wow.
It wasn't funny for her.
It's a good lesson learned, though, right? Yep. Like, I mean, because she's done some things again.
Yeah, but you think she would learn.
So what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to turn her room into my playroom.
You're going to turn her room into your playroom?
Yes.
So Hayden is going to be graduating next year and going off to college, hopefully. And Dakota's already planned to turn her room into her playroom when she's gone.
Dakota basically says that we're going to pack up your stuff, get it out of here, and I'll be doing whatever I want in your room.
Get your stuff and get out. Your room is my room.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
What's the most messed up thing your sister did? Was that it? Ever did to you?
No, there's more.
What's the worst thing?
When I was coming up the stairs from the basement, Hayden and my cousin scared me.
They love scaring you, huh?
Yep. People love scaring me.
Here's the thing. Once you know that somebody's easily scared, that's your thing. That's what you do. You scare them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you remind her of anything that she's done to Hayden?
I felt like saying all you do is instigate your big sister constantly.
Didn't she like open all her gifts on one birthday or something?
One birthday, she
literally opened all of Hayden's gifts.
Hayden was so upset. She opened every gift on the table when nobody was looking. Every single one. It was awful.
But you know, that's the thing about siblings, right? There's always some payback going on there. That's universal, I think.
Yeah. Chris, most messed up thing you did to your brother or sister?
So when I was like maybe 5 or 6 or something, my older sister just held me down in the front yard and made me eat a worm. Don't know why we did that. That's pretty gross. I talked to her about it and she said, like, I don't even remember that. But that stuck with me.
There's certain things that you have to at one point hold your brother or your sister down and dangle something in front of their face. Now, whether or not you actually put it in their mouth is a different story.
You know, listen, me and my siblings, we did a lot of things, but I never force-fed them anything like that.
Oh, no, we did.
Because if you do something like that to me, the world will burn.
You never did the loogie drop where you would spit and it would get close, but then you would suck it back in?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
I would have friends that try to do that. Same thing. We ain't friends. Yeah. We ain't friends no more.
No, but when it's your sister or your brother, you just have to deal with it. It was always with my cousins. Mike, we had a lot of cousins, and we ran real dirty with each other.
Well, some of them you like more than others. That's true.
Messed up thing you did to your sibling or they did to you when you were growing up. 1-800-330-9999. Siblings do messed up things to each other. Things that you can't do to normal people because otherwise you'll go to jail.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Whether it's terrifying each other, jumping out on each other, or physical actual violence.
True.
Yep. I mean, things happen.
If you want to go to our Instagram page at Anna on Raven, there's a video I just posted of my older daughter scaring my little one in the shower. And it's hilarious. Her face is hilarious. She didn't think it was funny, of course.
Not at the time.
What did you do to your sibling? 1-800-330-9999.
They did it to me, my two older sisters. I have one of 7. We were outside in the pool. I was like 12. And my sisters took everything that you could possibly think of. My bathing suit, the towel. And they locked me outside the house in the backyard with no clothes. A huge, it was like a raft that broke. So I tried to like tie it around myself so that I could run from the pool into the house while they were at the windows howling with my, 12-year-old little pubescent body trying to get into the house.
Yeah, I mean, when you're like 1 of 7, you're automatically at a deficit because
100%.
They've already been doing it to each other and they're learning and they're encouraging each other to up the ante.
Yes.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, hilarious.
You still sound a little mad. I get it. Hey, Beth, tell us a messed up thing that your siblings did to you or you did to your sibling.
So
my sibling, when I was younger, I would call into the radio station to try to win tickets for New Kids on the Block. Mm. And for whatever reason, when I picked up the phone, my sister was on the other end with her friend, unbeknownst to me. They pretended they were the radio station and that I won the ticket.
Oh! Oh, savvy.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I had a pair to give you right now. I wish I did.
It was awful. Oh, yeah. I did end up going. My mom felt so bad she bought me tickets. But, oh, man, it was awful.
Oh, man.
Yeah, all that right. Stays with you. Yeah. Messed up.
The disparage, the heartbreak. Anthony, tell us, what'd your sibling do to you?
My oldest sister, I only have one. But, oh, man, in the 1970s, do you remember The Stepford Wives, that movie?
Well, I know the story because I remember the remake. But, yeah, Stepford Wives, okay.
Yeah, so anyway, I was a little. I was about seven. It just scared me to death just the way they were, these Stepford Wives, you know, emotionless and stuff. So she would stick me in my mother's and father's walk-in closet. They had this giant closet. Mm. And she'd be like, come here, Anthony, come in here. And she'd close the damn door. And then she'd come back in doing, like, her best Stepford Wife impression. You know, totally scare me out of my wits. It was horrible.
Yeah. Those things stick with you, man. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you never know. That. You can't explain the thing that's creepy to you at the time.
Right.
Yeah, my dad was even worse. He, when The Shining came out, I was really scared of that movie. One night, my door opens up, and we had the hall light on all the time. And I see a silhouette, and I know it's my dad, but he looked like Nicholson at the end of The Shining, and he had a rake over his shoulder.
What?
I almost wet the bed. I was scared. I couldn't move.
Here's Johnny.
He pushed it open. He didn't say a word. He just pushed the damn thing open with the rake and was all in that position, but I couldn't see him because he was a silhouette the way the lights were. Scared me to death, man.
Why would he do that?
My dad really liked to bust, you know. He just would mess you up.
Yeah.
He
was crazy, thanks, man. For the call,
it's made
man.
You stronger. Family, don't worry.
It's
stronger.
Amazing. Thanks, Anthony. One thing's for sure. Walk-in closet in the 70s. Anthony's loaded. His family was loaded.
Do you have an abnormally weird body part? I do, and my friends didn't believe me. Stylist Lauren is not only a very good friend of mine, she also happens to be a stylist. So that's really beneficial for me because whenever she sees great deals or she sees clothing that's really awesome, she'll immediately text it over to me and my friend group and she'll say, guys, buy these. It's on sale. It's a good fit.
Okay. So what are we talking about today?
So she sent over a pair of shoes on Amazon that were like, how much were they, Lauren? Like $23 for these sandals, right?
Yeah, something lovely, but I don't remember exactly.
And I looked at it, and it's this interesting shoe where it goes around your big toe. Mm-hmm. And I immediately said, is this going to fit my fat toe?
Yeah, because you have a fat toe?
I have a fat toe.
Is that right?
Yeah. And Lauren said, what did you say, Lauren? You thought it was going to be fine, right?
Yeah, and then it'll stretch around the big fat toe.
You would imagine. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're talking about specifically the big toe is the big fat toe?
Yeah.
Or you have a random toe that's a big fat toe?
No, it's my big toe that's... I mean, they're all abnormally fat, but my big toe is really fat.
Okay.
Yeah. And, Lauren, when I got the shoe and it was strangling my toe and I sent you a photo, what was your response?
Well, can I say what someone else's response was?
Yes.
It looks like a hug.
Oh.
So here's the thing.
That's
Lauren,
nice. I mean, hugs are nice.
When I tell her that certain things won't fit me a certain way because I have like a fat toe or whatever, or my chest is too saggy, I can't wear something strapless.
Okay.
Sometimes she dismisses me. Will you agree, Lauren, that I have a fat toe?
I will agree that the toe is a little large.
Okay.
A little wide.
Yep. Raven, I'm going to hold up a picture.
I can't wait. I mean, I'm eager. Oh, my gosh. Wow, I never knew this about you. I mean, the pinky toe looks like it's spent a lifetime squeezing into shoes that it had no business being in.
Uh-huh. And it's a lot of real estate covered.
I mean, your big toe is somehow made larger by those shoes.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't wear those.
So here's the problem I have with my feet. They resemble bricks. Like, they are actual bricks where they're wide and stocky. Mm-hmm. So there's only certain shoes that I can wear. Whenever I have to wear boots, like when it was very popular to wear the boots that went over your calves. Also, I have abnormally large calves.
Okay.
When you look at them normally, you're like, those don't look abnormally large. But for whatever reason, when you put on a shoe, you can't do it.
Can't get in there.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Lauren, for people like me that have abnormally large calves and abnormally large toes, is there any advice that you have as a stylist?
I mean... other than avoiding toe loop strappy sandals.
Yes.
I mean, my advice would be prepared to make returns. That's all I would say. Yes. Right?
Well, but for the boots, we know that certain brands make accommodations for abnormally large calves.
Correct.
So you're safe there. As far as sandals go, I think we stick to thong sandals.
You're just going to wear sneakers.
Cover across the top of your foot. You're going to wear sneakers
like
a dude.
Yeah. Like whatever you have to do to hide those brick feet and those fat toe, fat large toe.
Twinkle toes. Listen, it worked for Fred Flintstone. It got him places very quickly.
Do I have
strength? The
right.
Strength of the big toe.
I mean,
my
he uses
feet are so strong.
Car.
I have the strongest feet in America. The fattest, strongest feet.
What's that going to get you?
Not much, I don't think.
Yeah. Really fun conversation.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I'm sure I'm not the only one with an abnormally body part. My fat toe. What do you have? 1-800-330-9999. What's your abnormal body part? I have an abnormally fat toe, and my friends didn't believe me until they forced me to buy a pair of sandals and then saw that my toe did not fit into them.
And next time, your friends should just listen from the get.
I believe. 1-800-330-9999. Your abnormal body part.
Hi, this is Karen. I was Anna's former cheerleading coach.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Karen. Did you ever see my fat toe?
I was going to say to Karen, did you realize that she had a fat toe and put her on the squad because you needed that fat toe as part of the power that your squad had?
Well, let me tell you, those fat toes held up a lot of cheerleaders.
See?
Because I was a phase two in cheerleading, and you had to be solid from your toes all the way up. So I will give her that the strength is in her toes.
So
more importantly,
you followed her from basically the nursery. You saw her when she was born, and you were like, that one right there is the base I need for the pyramid. I'll see you in 15 years.
She
is that what happened?
She recruited me because of my fat feet.
Right, right. You didn't know. She made
a
deal with your parents.
Too.
They actually slipped some sort of gene in you to make sure that you got that fat toe.
No, I have fat toes and fat feet, and people have called me Fred Flintstone feet and Cabbage Patch toes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I am right there with you.
Yeah.
And not only
takes
that.
Takes one to know one.
I owned a flip-flop shop, so people would come in complaining about their feet. And it was my sales pitch.
Yeah.
I'd look down and go, they make every foot look good.
Yeah.
And I would say flip-flops because I have fat
feet.
She
sold so many flip-flops because of that fat toe.
Right.
That's what you should have done. You should have turned your fat toe, Anna, into a moneymaker. Here we are. I'm just learning about it on the show. We've been doing this 10 years, 12 years.
Coach Karen, thank you so much for calling in and validating my fat toe and all the benefits of it.
Well, the other thing I wanted to tell you is, being that I'm a fat toe aficionado.
Yeah.
Torrid shoes are the best, and I'm going to work in the Delamar Spa right now with these cute little black strappy, and nobody knows that they can't really tell I have fat toes makes your feet look. Yeah,
thank you.
Proportions your feet. Check out Taurus.
This has been very eye-opening. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Thanks, Karen. David, what part of your body is abnormally weird?
So I was born with two of my toes basically fused together, and apparently it's not that uncommon, but my parents weren't able to, they weren't able to... they weren't able to separate it where I was born, so I had to do it a little bit later in life, and so there's just some like funky looking skin. I don't know, when I look at my toes, I still see them that way. Of course, no one else really notices, but that's all I can see.
I mean,
it's like
it's different
feet.
From a boy from a girl. So one of my very good friend's daughter has this. It's the pinky toe and the one next to it. It's just like hooked a little higher than it's supposed to be, but it was always a concern because she's got to wear sandals. She's got to wear flip-flops. And, like, do you care enough to have to have the surgery where it separates them all the way? Guys, you just wear shoes your whole life and sneakers and nobody notices.
I mean, priority number one is, can they walk okay? Obviously.
Well, right.
Not whether or not they're going to look good in Crocs
or
sandals or whatever.
We were concerned about the flip-flops at the sandal situation. We're girls.
So what age did they wait to cut her webbed toes?
They didn't do it yet.
They didn't do it?
No.
How old is she?
Old enough.
To wear
teenager.
Sandals?
Yeah, but it doesn't bother her. She
See what I'm saying?
Makes,
she doesn't
it
care.
Makes her unique. So it's like it's a problem for the mom because you're afraid, but then she was like, she's cool with having webbed feet.
So, does she swim faster?
She's like Michael Phelps, kind of, I guess. I don't know if that's true. Your abnormal body part, what is it? 1-800-330-9999. Do you have an abnormal body part? My friends didn't believe me that I had abnormally fat toes until we all ordered the same sandals and mine was strangling my big toe. And they were like, no, you weren't kidding. You have fat, fat, fat toes and fat feet.
My whole life, I've had to explain to people that I can't fit in hats.
Right.
Like, you go to a regular hat store and even the guy that's got like 300 hats in his store, you walk in and he gives you all sorts of confidence. He's brimming in it, really. Buzzwords. Oh, you can try this style, that style. Put one on and he's like, sir, we're going to have to special order for you.
Right. Producer Sophia, what's abnormally weird on your body?
Well, it's not anymore. It was removed, but I was born with an extra pinky.
Oh!
Get out of here. Are you serious?
You're a superhero.
Oh, Thank you. You had an extra finger.
Yeah, I had a bone. It had a nail. It came with everything.
It was like its own little person.
Where is it now?
It died.
Without remorse. I mean, did they test you to see whether or not you could move it? Well, they have x-rays. They knew.
I mean, it worked for a little, and then it turned purple, and they chopped it with scissors.
Oh, but, you know, at first, they thought about keeping it.
They did.
Mm-hmm. They were just going to keep you with an extra finger?
Yeah.
Like a mutant.
Yeah.
Okay. And they used scissors. Like, where were you? At the butcher shop?
Probably.
Were you on vacation where they did this operation?
It's like an avatar. Like, yeah, it's really fascinating.
When you decided to go on a cruise and she was born and the doctor was like, well, I've got these.
I would have been a great pianist.
Let's see. Lisa, how about you? What part of your body is abnormally weird?
I hate to say it, but it's my left eye. I say it's really bigger than the other eye, but, you know, most people say, oh, it's not even noticeable, but in the pictures, I'm sitting there looking like Popeye every time. I hate it. It's just like you have to shoot my angles. There's certain things that I have to do just to make sure I don't look like the weird one in the picture.
Yeah, Raven has a wonky eye. It's been better lately, but it was bad for a long time.
It's been better for a number of years. I had a condition with my eye, yes.
But it would like interrupt our photo shoot.
Oh my gosh, it was terrible.
We would have to look at the photos to see if his wonky eye was doing the wonky thing.
Oh, I was prone to styes. I would have to get them scraped like surgeries. And the surgery is like something out of medieval times. Grab your eyelids with forceps, flip them upside down, and then scrape them with a scalpel.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I mean, that's medicine?
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible? Then all of a sudden, I got this one doctor. She's like, I'm going to give you eye drops. They open up your pores more. They're originally intended for this, but we use them for this. Never had a problem since. Not once.
Meanwhile, they were scraping your eyeballs all those years for styes.
I mean, I had it done like 3 times.
Yeah.
Oh, it's excruciating. Have you ever had a Novocaine shot in your eyelid?
Nope.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it.
Nope. Thank God.
My grandfather had a wonky eye. Everybody knows somebody. One of my best friends, Rita, today's her birthday. Happy birthday, Rita. She's got a wonky eye, too.
I bet you she's fine with it and looks beautiful today.
She does.
Congratulations, Rita.
She does. Yeah.
All right.
But when we look at photos, she has to make sure that her eye looks normal before we can go on with the rest of our lives after we take photos.
You never gave me that editorial control during this show.
No.
Not once.
If I looked hot enough, we were posting the picture of your wonky eye. I didn't care. That was it.
There's one on the wall right over there.
Yeah, look how cute I look in it.
This is trash. I can't believe it.
It's true. It's right behind us.
Oh, my God. It's right over our shoulder.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy?
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains. Tomorrow through July 6th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sherry and Chuck. Sherry, what's going on?
Well, my son is in a robotic camp, and he admits he doesn't like it. He can't stand it, and he wants to stay home. But my husband is like, we spent all this money. He's going to do this camp. And I don't believe in punishing my son for something that he does not want to do. If he doesn't want to do it, he should be able to just stay home. Like, why waste the money on something that he doesn't want to do?
Well, I mean, you're not getting the money back, so the money's spent, right? The money's already gone?
Well, he did spend it. However, I just feel like, you know, sometimes you can just let a child be a child. Summertime is for fun. And, you know, I believe that he should want to have some fun. Definitely education is important. But why make your child miserable if he doesn't want to do it?
How long has he been going to the camp?
He's been going for about 3 weeks now.
3 weeks is a long time.
He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. I understand that.
Chuck, what's your side of this?
I got it. Few problems with this. One, the kid needs to learn how to deal with things that he doesn't like. I mean, he's 10 years old. I think it's time for him to learn that life isn't always fun and enjoyable, and he's got to be able to deal with this. We spent a lot of money on it. And let's be honest, what could be a better use of time than robotics camp? I mean, we've all heard the stories about AI and robots coming. Let's get him ready for that. I mean, he'll appreciate this later. I just can't have him quitting all the time.
What's he hate about?
Yeah, why like, doesn't he like it?
Both Anna and I think we're not saying it out loud yet, but I think we both want to go. So what
I don't want to go to robotics
camp.
Well,
I do. Okay. I think it's awesome because, I mean, it's still camp. They got to have a pool or whatever. So, I mean, what does he hate about it?
Well, he doesn't have any friends there. He just feels isolated.
Yeah, so he's bored.
He's lonely. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to go to a camp when you don't know the other kids.
How many more weeks is this camp supposed to go on?
I think it's supposed to be for 6 weeks.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, he's halfway there. I totally get what you're saying, Sherry. I don't want to punish my child. If they're coming home unhappy, I want them to be happy. Money's just money, and I get that you feel like it's a failed investment, but, you know, you're not wrong, Chuck. You have to learn how to finish things, and sometimes, you know, that story could flip tomorrow. He could make a friend tomorrow. He could be, all of a sudden, the best thing ever. It's hard to say, right? If we don't take the chance, we don't know, but I don't know.
I mean, well said. So what happens if he does quit? He just stays home? And what's wrong with that?
Exactly. All right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Now, let's be honest. He's already bored at a camp with robotics and cool tools and things. I mean, what do you think he's going to do at the house? I mean, this guy, he's going to get a little bit, he's going to get a little destructive, I think.
Yeah, he could either do nothing. He could be like, video game, I'm not doing anything, or you're right. He could get into some trouble.
So what do you do with this situation? Do you let your child quit and just stay home? Or are you with Chuck? He started camp, he's going to finish camp. That's what they paid for, that's what he's going to do.
1-800-330-9999, whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Can you transfer the camp to my name?
I don't think you can do that. They don't think they want middle-aged men there.
I remember when I tried to go to space camp.
I remember, they said no.
Still trying.
If your child really hated camp and was miserable every single day and just wanted to stay home, even if it was just by himself, he's 10 years old, would you let him? That's what's going on with Sherry and Chuck.
Yeah, Sherry says, listen, what's the big deal? All right, he's 10. If he wants to stay home and play video games, he's fine. Let him do it. I mean, he's already been going for 3 weeks. He's just suffering out there. But Chuck says, absolutely not. We paid for this camp. He wanted to go. It's 6 weeks long. If we let him come home, he's going to get into trouble anyways. There's nothing else for him to do at home, and we have no supervision to offer.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I think I'm on Chuck's side. You know, when I used to go to a summer camp when I was younger, I used to cry like every morning. I was like, I want to stay home, play video games, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. But that summer camp was one of the best things I've ever done. I still have friends to this day from that summer camp. I think the son should definitely turn it around. It, like you said, it just takes one. It just takes one day. Right. It could flip it off. He has 3 weeks left. You know, I think he should just do it. And I think fun to come out of it. I think it's very valuable. I think I'm going to agree with Chuck today.
Perseverance, Anna. It's like a word that's disappearing from the American vocabulary. You got to see things through.
Not disappearing.
Well, if you let your kids always just go, no, I don't want it, and then you say, okay, where does that put it?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Couples Court. If your 10-year-old son begged you to go to robotics camp, and now 3 weeks in, he hates it. He hates it. He despises it. He doesn't want to go anymore, and he just wants to stay home for the next 3 weeks and not have to finish. Do you let him?
Yeah, Sherry says, why don't we just let him stay home? He's miserable. It's been 3 weeks now. He's got 3 weeks left to go. I don't want to deal with this every single day. But Chuck says, first off, he's 10 years old. He can't be home by himself, unsupervised all the time. He's just going to get into trouble. He needs to stick it out. Tomorrow could be a better day.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Dylan, whose side are you on?
I'm on the mom's side. I'm a camp counselor at a summer camp. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love my job. I love seeing kids having a great time. If there's a kid who's 10 who's been having several weeks and hasn't made a friend, it's just not working for them. Either the camp counselors aren't looking after the kid well to make sure he's engaging, or he just isn't into it. I've seen so many kids who had parents like say, "No, we paid the money, we're sticking to it," and the kid just has a terrible time. And also, it's harder for the counselors, it's harder for whoever's working with the kids.
So, Dylan, yeah, would you rather the parent pull the kid if they're that miserable and they're making everybody miserable, including you?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. That's an interesting perspective. Yeah. I would not have assumed that.
Thanks, Dylan.
Hi, Mary. What do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on the dad's side because he should learn how to lose friends. He shouldn't just like stay there. Like he shouldn't just come home and be destructive.
Tom, what do you say? Whose side are you on today?
So did you ever hear that song about camp?
No. Which one?
Can't say that I did.
The kid starts out singing that you know, it's the worst experience of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the song, he's saying that he wants to stick.
Okay, I wish you would sing it to us, Tom. I really do.
Hello, mama. Hello, father.
Mm-hmm.
Greetings from camp. Hiawatha. If you've never heard that song.
I do remember the beginning. I don't remember the rest of it. Anyway. Apparently, neither do you, but I remember.
So basically, you're saying by the time you finish the song, you're going to like it.
Right, you're having a great time.
By the time he starts out with the most traumatic experience of his life,
mm-hmm.
beginning of the song, by the end, he's telling him he wants to stay and, you know.
Live there, basically.
Right. He's having the best time of his life.
Right. You got to stick it out, man. You got to stick it out.
So if you can, look up that song. You're going to cry laughing.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Chuck, our audience agreed with you today. He's got to finish what he started. It's a good learning experience for him, even though he's not going to be happy. And he's too young to stay home all summer by himself.
That's right. And hey, just like you guys said, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? It might flip or that he gets introduced to some skill that he didn't realize he will love. So yeah, let's just see how this plays out. Gamble on him being elated rather than miserable. So yeah, I appreciate that, everybody.
Sherry, your son could come home and say, I got a robot girlfriend
mm-hmm.
in the next 24, 48 hours. And then, man, what will that do for his growth, right? His social awareness
nothing.
And so forth.
I'm going to guess absolutely nothing.
No, come on. I mean, it could be a great experience. You know, I mean, Sherry, I'm sure you found yourself in situations that were boring or difficult before, and you turned it into a winner.
I get it, but, you know, he said that, you know, finish what you start. He still haven't finished putting up the shelf in the garage, so I feel like he's been a little hypocrite, but it's okay.
Hey, man, that's my life. Sorry. I'll stop talking.
All right, if you have
that
a problem,
that is my entire
too.
Life.
All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
$3,400 on the line today. Jen, you ready to play?
I am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, Jen. Whole lot of money. Here we go.
I got a good feeling. Let's see how this goes. So, Jen, Raven's walking out of here. When that big door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you these five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Yes.
Remember, if you're not sure, guess, okay?
Okay.
Number one, Taylor Swift and Lainey Wilson surprised fans and performed a duet of Love Story at TEU's Summit. What does TEU stand for?
Tight End University.
Number two, Adam Sandler hired a plane to skywrite an anniversary tribute to his wife to celebrate 23 years. How many first dates did he have in the 2004 movie with Drew Barrymore?
50 first dates.
That's right. Number three, the trailer for the new pickleball comedy The Dink is out. That's the new Ben Stiller movie. It's going to be out on Apple TV next month. What is the name of the area near the net where players cannot volley the ball?
Out of bounds? I don't know.
Number four, the U.S. men's national team plays Turkey today. Actually, Turkey A. They changed their name. In the World Cup. How long is a regulation soccer match?
90 minutes.
And number five, Taylor Frankie Paul's season of The Bachelorette may run after all starting next month. It was put on hold after a video was released of her throwing a metal bar stool at her ex. She was originally from what reality show?
It's the Secret Housewives of Mormon. Secret Mormon Housewives.
One more time.
Secret Housewives of Mormon.
Okay. All right.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, it's right there.
I know.
Now, that question seemed to be a half hour. What's happening?
That's 3 out of 5 for Jen.
Oh,
she was so close to the last one. I really wanted her to get it.
Yeah, let's see how we do. Here we go.
Number one, Taylor Swift and Lainey Wilson surprise fans performed a duet of Love Story at TEU's Summit. What does TEU stand for?
Tight End University.
Yes. Number two, also they got the permit for MSG. That's all over the news today. So I guess it really is happening. They're going to put up a tent that's going to hold 1,000 people outside of MSG. They have permits to close the roads around it.
Wait a minute. What? I mean, a tent outside?
It's got to be get people in without being seen. It's got to be like you get dropped off at the tent and you go
this
something.
This is crazy. I still...
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Number two, Adam Sandler hired a plane to skywrite an anniversary tribute to his wife to celebrate 23 years.
That's
how many
nice.
First dates did he have in 2004, the movie with Drew Barrymore?
50 first dates.
Yeah. Number
Great
three.
Movie.
The trailer for the new pickleball comedy, The Dink, is out. It's the Ben Stiller movie. It's going to be out on Apple TV next month.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the area near the net where the player cannot volley the ball?
Is that called the kitchen?
It is called the kitchen.
Ah!
Dang it.
Ah!
I also would have accepted non-volley zone. Number four, the U.S. men's national
cool.
team plays Turkey today in the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
How long is a regulation soccer match?
90 minutes.
Oh, I didn't think you would know that.
No, I know that. And then it can end for some reason whenever the refs decide after
well,
that
because
in
the
a
refs,
tie.
Yeah, the refs keep time.
Yeah, I want you to imagine that happening at the next Super Bowl.
Okay. Nope. Number five, Taylor Frankie Paul's season of The Bachelorette may run after all starting next month. It was put on hold after a video was released of her throwing a metal bar stool at her ex.
Yeah, I mean, that tells you how desperate ABC is, right? Like, because this is really not a good look, in my opinion. But what's the question?
She was originally from what reality show?
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry, Jen. It's
it came to me
today.
After.
I know, after. I'm like, you were so close.
Oh, man. So
well,
close.
That, you're still going to get an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Okay, thank you so much. It's Jen, and I cannot beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $3,500 tomorrow, Anna.